In the last year, foreign buyers became much smaller players in the U.S. real estate market. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. New numbers from the National Association of Realtors show a sharp decline in home sales to foreign buyers. In the year ending in March, sales of existing U.S. homes to international buyers reached $78 billion, down 36% from the year before, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
For years, foreign buyers, many from China, poured money into houses in Southern California, Miami, New Jersey, and New York, whether to live or park their cash. What's changed? Lawrence Yoon, chief economist at the National Association of Realtors, points to the slowing global economy, the strong U.S. dollar, and Chinese restrictions on investments abroad.
But the large magnitude in the decline is quite surprising. So one has to attribute something beyond the normal economic factors.
Like the trade war that may be scaring off buyers, he says. Danielle Hale, chief economist at Realtor.com, says the decline is taking some of the pressure off home prices. And while that may be bad news for sellers,
the fact that we have some buyers leaving the market or not coming in creates opportunities for the buyers that remain, namely domestic buyers.
Especially at the higher end of the market, foreign buyers tend to buy more expensive houses and pay cash. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
The House of Representatives is expected to vote today on a bill to raise the federal minimum wage for the first time in a decade. It's $7.25 an hour and would go to $15 by the year 2025. Democrats strongly support the bill, but it's unlikely that Republicans who control the Senate will take it up anytime soon. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman takes us through some key numbers.
$7.25 an hour buys about 15% less today than it did back in 2009 after adjusting for inflation. More than half the states have now adopted minimum wages higher than the federal standard. University of Oklahoma economist Gary Hoover says where neighboring states have different minimum wages,
it might be advantageous for an employer to go from one border to the other,
relocating to find cheaper workers. In theory, workers can move from lower to higher minimum wage states. Letitia Eborn supports her 9-year-old son working for $7.25 an hour at a Burger King in Durham, North Carolina.
That would be a blessing to move to another state that's higher with the minimum wage, but we got to have money. I can't save enough right now to just pack up and leave.
California, Washington, and Massachusetts have a $12 an hour minimum wage now, while Washington, D.C. tops out at $14 an hour. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to some Muslims calling for a boycott of this year's pilgrimage to the holy site of Mecca. Every year, 2 million people go. Thing is, Mecca's in Saudi Arabia, where the government of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has been implicated in the murder of journalist and Saudi critic Jamal Khashoggi. Also, after pressure from human rights groups, superstar singer Nicki Minaj pulled out of the Jeddah World Fest Music Festival in Saudi Arabia that starts today. London-based journalist Ahmed Twage has just written about the Mecca pilgrimage boycott for Foreign Policy magazine. We reached him in London. Twage told me a key moment came in April when a Muslim cleric endorsed the idea.
Yeah, it was quite a big deal considering how important Hajj is, like being one of the pillars of Islam, for him to come out to say that. And it's not exactly Muslims turning their back on their religion. It's more them turning their back on Saudi's foreign policy as well as what they did to the journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
The boycott has gathered steam after that initial call?
Yeah, it's kind of been brewing over the past few years, actually. But with that call, it kind of almost gave, I guess, a bit of credit to it, because this is actually a scholar saying it as opposed to just like civil rights activists.
Do you think that Saudi Arabia even cares? I mean, certainly millions of pilgrims do show up, but Saudi Arabia makes its money in other ways, of course.
The whole point of Mohammed bin Salman's Vision 2030 is about diversifying their GDP. So at the moment, almost 90% of their GDP comes from oil wealth, as we know. But as the world is shifting away from natural resources such as oil, Saudi Arabia is having to diversify their income. And one of the ways that they're aiming to do that is through increasing tourism.
But I think also image is wrapped up into this, Saudi Arabia's image. And there must be some concern that this boycott will draw attention to some of these issues, underscore an image issue and a real issue.
Yeah, for Saudi Arabia, image is a priority for it. So, for example, Mohammed bin Salman spent a lot of last year traveling the whole of the world, going to the US, coming to the UK, trying to promote themselves as this almost liberal country that's going through various reforms, allowing women to drive, almost as a way to cover up some of the other activities that they've been doing throughout the Middle East or some of their internal policies as well.
Well, I mean, economic pressure on, for instance, South Africa, it took a sustained effort over a long period of time for policy and actually the fabric of society there to change.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it's a time-based thing. And should the boycott sustain and their income does reduce, they are going to be forced to change their policies.
London-based journalist Ahmed Twage wrote the piece in Foreign Policy magazine called "Mohammed bin Salman is Making Muslims Boycott Mecca." Mr. Twage, thank you for the time.
No, thank you very much, David.
And Group of Seven finance ministers and central bankers are meeting in France, where a task force today reported on the Facebook plan to issue a cryptocurrency called Libra. The group says Libra would help with financial inclusion, bringing down the costs of paying for things or sending back remittances, especially in poorer parts of the world. Among concerns, though, that Libra becomes a handy money laundering device for crooks. Libra, the G7 says, should be held to the highest regulatory standards. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.